Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
A.J. Minter joining us on the Hobson and Hobson Newsmaker line. A.J., always good to have you on. How you doing this afternoon?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. Can't complain.
All right. Did you know there was such a thing as a holds record and that Mike Remlinger actually had it for this club? Yes or no?
People have told me that I was kind of, you know, coming up on it. So I knew it was definitely a possibility this year. And, but yeah, looking back, it's, I told someone, so when I'm done playing, I think I'll sit back and realize it's a special thing. But right now I'm just trying to, get 100 more. And hopefully it's with Atlanta Braves.
So what you're saying is you didn't have a new Corvette just waiting right inside your parking space down below the stadium after this record.
No, I did not.
Yeah. A.J. Minter with us, and you don't really need to drive to work. You're down there in the battery. I know people spot you all the time. What's it like to just walk to work every day?
Right. I mean, it's super convenient. I think my family and friends, you know, when they come visit me and stay in town for a week, they just stay with me in my two-bedroom apartment, and they enjoy it. And I just love being in the battery. And like you said, I like to interact with fans and just, you know, hang out with everyone. It's special.
Does it make it a little bit too easy for those family and friends to maybe just, you know, hey, they don't leave as quickly as maybe they're supposed to?
Sometimes they don't even ask. They just show up.
They just show up, yeah.
Yeah, well, I think, too, you know, whenever your family comes in town, you kind of have to, you know, entertain everyone and hang out with them. But I just tell them, hey, you're free, go hang out in the battery, and I just go to work, and I don't have to worry about them being entertained.
Tell me about this group. There were a couple of changes to the bullpen, and we've talked a lot about how the bullpen is sort of its own separate country. So far, through spring training and now the first month of the season, tell us something about this group.
Yeah, I mean, we knew coming into spring training that we had another really strong bullpen. You know, guys that have had a lot of experience and high leverage, late innings, and it was an exciting group. And Alex obviously did a, you know, amazing job again in the offseason acquiring these guys and bringing back, you know, Joe Jimenez and Pierce Johnson and obviously adding, you know, Bummer and bringing, you know, Tyler Matzek back. We knew this was going to be a strong group, and we're obviously off to a good start. And it's a fun group as always. Like you said, we're obviously super close with each other, and we take pride with that. And obviously there's that, you know, friendly competition as well. So couldn't speak any better about the guys, and hopefully, you know, everyone just, you know, stays healthy and keep this thing going.
Pull back the curtain a little bit. What's the conversation like, if it's a conversation or if it's just a nod or a quick sentence, to Rick Kranitz about go or no go on a given night for somebody in this bullpen? How does this team handle that part of it?
What was the question?
So the go or no go, like I'm available tonight or I'm not. Yeah. How does that work with Rick to Snit? Like, what's the how does that get communicated with you guys?
Yeah, I mean, we go out for, you know, pitcher stretch every day, you know, at 4 o'clock. And, for example, if, you know, if I throw 2 days in a row, and, you know, Craney will, for the most part, come out to us during, you know, pitcher stretch and say, hey, you're down today. Make sure, you know, get what you need to get done, whether that's in the weight room or, you know, take a day off from, you know, playing catch that day. Just give your arm a rest. So they do a really good job of communicating that with us early on. That way we have a whole day to, you know, do whatever we need to do. And there's some days, you know, especially later on in the year where, you know, some days we have to, you know, go 3 days in a row, and making sure that we're honest with each other and have that communication of, you know, do I feel good? Do, you know, am I a little hanging a little bit of my sore? So it's that trust you have to have with one each other. And, you know, but us relievers, we're very rarely that we're ever going to say that we don't want the ball, you know, whether we are sore, but we have to make sure we do a good job of making sure we're healthy and look at the bigger picture and, you know, get into the postseason and win the division.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
A lifetime of hard work. Children laughing in the kitchen. Family photos on a restaurant wall. A legacy that lives on. It all comes from the power of a conversation. Like the one Tommy Hall had with First Horizon Bank about taking over his father's Charleston-based restaurant business. Now the table is set for a whole new generation. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Tommy. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
A.J. Minter with us on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line. You were fired up the other night getting that strikeout in the 10th inning, but that's one of those deals where things change quickly. Is that a tough mental adjustment to make, knowing that maybe the game was over and all of a sudden you're out there pitching?
Yeah, it happened, happened pretty quick. We were obviously, you know, became like we came out with the sweep, but, you know, pitching in those extra innings is always super stressful with a guy on second base. I hate it as a pitcher, but looking back, I mean, it's obviously a good rule to have, especially in the regular season. But luckily, you know, Austin Riley came up with a huge defensive play for us right there and throwing the guy out at home. And but, yeah, like you said, getting that huge strikeout against Jazz, I don't think I've chucking him out yet in my career, so it was definitely a good one right there for me.
Yeah, I guess after having to come into game one of a World Series in a similar situation when Charlie Morton broke his leg, that kind of pales in comparison, so maybe that was a silly question, so I apologize.
No, anytime you know, I come into, you know, a tough situation, I always look back and I've, you know, pitched at the highest level, and there's no reason why I can't come in and do it again.
Do you think they asked anybody in any bullpen anywhere in Major League Baseball about that runaround second thing in extra innings? Seems to me like you guys might not have been included in that conversation.
I feel like every rule that's being implemented now is always in favor of hitters. It's never, you know, helping pitchers out. And but if the whole league has to adjust, then you know, I guess we'll just have to keep making adjustments and keep getting better. So I think us pitchers are just doing too good of a job nowadays.
At what point did everybody in the bullpen take their cleats off when Max was throwing the other night, just saying, all right, boys, I think we're going to sit this one out?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we're always ready, but I mean, the way Max, you know, threw that game was unbelievable. And it was, you know, big for us bullpen guys just to, you know, give us a day. And it was a nice mental break, and, you know, as well as a physical break. So Max is, you know, obviously he had that slow start, but he's going to be Max free. He's going to figure it out. And we saw him, you know, do it the other night.
A lot of conversations about arm health. We have talked a lot about the baseball. I don't know if you saw Tyler Glasnow with his video a couple of years ago talking about the ball itself. Have you thought about it? Your thoughts on the ball and the idea that rosin's been used since 1887 and Delaware mud's been used since 1954 and nothing better has been come up with?
Yeah, that is, I mean, it's always a discussion. I feel like every year the baseball changes, you know, whether it feels in your hand, the laces are a little different, the size of the ball, and even it's when I get a, you know, a ball thrown to me from the umpire during the game, every ball doesn't feel consistently the same. And so there is some, you know, room for improvements there. And I wish that is something, you know, people take a, you know, a deeper dive into and make sure, you know, make sure they're looking out for us pitchers, our health, our arms. And because as you see, it's becoming a serious issue, and I think we need to, you know, get on top of it.
Do you have to grip the ball harder? Are there certain batches of balls even that you just feel like I got to wrap it a little bit tighter to make sure that I control this thing?
I mean, yeah, for sure. Especially with the pitch clock now, you don't have time to even go to the back of the mound and, you know, get a, you know, grab that rosin bag or just make sure you have a, you know, wipe the sweat off your hands or whatever it may be. You just don't have time to do that anymore. So every pitch, it's you're never feeling comfortable. But like I said, we're never going to make excuses because, you know, every pitcher in baseball is having to, you know, do the same thing. But whenever you're talking about health concerns, it's always scary.
Well, AJ, we appreciate the time. Best of luck. Continued success. Congratulations on getting that holds record. We'll see you down at the park this weekend.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks, AJ.
Anytime. AJ Minter with us on the Hobson and Hobson Newsmaker Line.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.